Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, silver is in the news. It was recently reported by Israel 365 News that silver was used as a form of payment as far back as the 17th century BCE. Can you give us some details about silver as well as that discovery?
Yes. Silver is an element. It's got an atomic number of 47. It's a soft, white, lustrous transition metal. It exhibits the highest electrical conductivity, thermal conductivity, and reflectivity of any metal. So it's got a lot of uses. Other than as currency or investments, it's used in solar panels, water filtration, jewelry, ornaments, high-value tableware, silverware. Electrical contacts, it's a catalyst for a bunch of chemical reactions. They use it for colorations. Sometimes for pictures in the old days, you always use silver. Mm-hmm. And they use it, actually some medical applications for it as well. So it's been used for thousands of years. Now you mentioned Israel 365 News. So they had a study that came out, they reported about, that the people in the Levant were using silver as currency 3,600 years ago. And they said that's 500 years earlier than they originally thought. Now, I want to make a comment there. A lot of times they tell you, this didn't happen until then. Then they find, oops, it happened before then. Oops, it happened before then. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those cases. And so they found it in the biblical lands that they were using silver. And it was used earlier than they thought. And so one of the researchers said, quote, this is the first evidence that there was a continuous and long-term trade of metals from the Levant region, which is basically where Abraham was and where Israel now is, to Anatolia, that would be like southern Turkey, in the 17th century. And so as far as silver goes, by the way, I would say that it was used for more than 3,600 years ago in that part of the world.
So what about the Bible? Does it mention using silver as money prior to that?
Absolutely. In Genesis chapter 13, verse 2, it says, Abram, that's Abraham, was very rich in livestock, in silver and gold. It's okay, well, he had it, but they didn't use it. No, if you go to chapter 23, verse 14, it says that Abraham was interested in a particular piece of land to bury his dead. And the owner said, Lord, listen to me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What's that between me and you? Go ahead and bury your dead. So it says then, verse 16, that Abraham took out the 400 pieces shekels and gave it to him. Mm-hmm. So, and that was about 3,900 years ago.
Okay.
So while this recent archaeological announcement is getting closer to what happened, silver's been used for longer than that. Now, I should also mention the Bible shows that silver, along with gold, will have value until at least the first couple of years of the Great Tribulation. I'll go through a couple of scriptures on that. For example, in Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 43, it talks about the time of the end. In verse 43, it says, King of the North will have power over the treasures of gold and silver. So, meaning silver is still valuable. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 14, it talks about the wealth of the surrounding nations shall be gathered together in what's called wealth, gold, silver, and apparel in great abundance. And in the book of Revelation, talking about end time Babylon, it says they have, chapter 18, verse 12, they have merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones and pearls. So you see in the Bible, silver has value.
Okay. The U.S. Used to use mostly silver in its coins for money. Now, even though the money looks the same, it's not made of the same material. What happened?
They turned it into dross. Throughout history, governments have done this. We saw this back in the ancient Roman Empire as well. Now, dross is a cheaper metal that's normally placed inside a covering of precious metals like silver. and or gold. And again, this started to happen thousands of years ago when governments had financial problems. And what it does is it cheapens the currency. It's kind of like a leavening agent, which puffs something up and makes it look bigger than it is. Well, dross makes something look different than it is. And God didn't like this. God, the Apostle Paul said, pull leaven out of our lives spiritually. As far as actual physical dross, the Bible warns against this. In Proverbs 25, verse 4, the Word of God says, take away the dross from silver. But now the United States put dross in silver. Mm-hmm. Here's another one, Isaiah 1, verse 22. God says, your silver has become dross. And that's happened here. And in Isaiah 1, verse 25, God says, I will turn my hand against you and thoroughly purge away your dross and take away all your alloy. Now I'm going to go to Ezekiel 22. Son of man, because the house of Israel has become dross to me, they're all bronze. And that's kind of what Jesus was talking about, the Pharisees. He said, you guys try to look good on the outside, but you're not on the inside. And God says he'll put fury on you if you basically are a hypocrite and you look phony. And that's basically what dross is. It's phony. Now, in the United States, its silver became dross in 1965. Now, interesting, the United States isn't satisfied with simply making its silver dross. It's taken a lot of steps to make its currency dross through debt, things like quantitative easing, politically motivated spending. And it pays no attention to God's warning about cheapening the money supply.
So even though the U.S. money supply is losing value through dross, will silver still have value in the future?
Yes, I've read the passage in Daniel chapter 11 about this, that silver as well as gold will have value for the European king of the north, so therefore it will be useful. If it had no value then, it wouldn't be precious. And other scriptures, such as in Revelation chapter 18, 11 through 16, talk about the fact that gold and silver will be valuable at the time. There are also Eastern Orthodox and Roman Catholic prophecies that talk about a time coming where someone is going to end up with gold or silver. And this may be economically necessary because when the U.S. dollar is destroyed, people might be a lot more comfortable with gold or silver backing than just what's called fiat currency, which is what the United States currently is.
What Eastern and Roman Catholic prophecies are you referring to?
Well, here's a couple of them from the Eastern Orthodox. One is their Saint Andrew, Fool for Christ, said that this king is going to rule and people will be very rich. And he'll get rid of people who are Jewish, if you will, or something like that. And it says God's going to reveal to this king all gold that's hidden from his view. Hmm. And there's another prophecy from their Emperor Leo talks about this leader is going to amass gold. And there's another one that says in 1425, this good emperor is going to go discover treasures of gold and silver. And this will be an offer as a gift to the pious ones. And there'll be more and more treasures. So that's the Eastern Orthodox. The Roman Catholics, and this guy I think is also considered a saint by the Eastern Orthodox, a guy named Ephrem. He says that Antichrist will use worldly goods as bait. He'll entice Christians with money and goods to apostatize. And the devil will help them find all the hidden treasures of the world where they are at the bottom of the ocean. And with these treasures, he'll attain great success in the reign of Satan.
So you touched on my next question here, but let me ask you this to maybe you can elaborate on it. So does the great monarch amass gold with God's help, like Orthodox prophecies suggest, or does he amass gold with the help of Satan?
Well, we know from some of their prophets that it's going to be from Satan. They've got another one of their saints named Matilda. He said that Antichrist will, through false stratagems, with gold and gems, attain influence. So they've got prophecies warning about it too. Now that says the Bible is clear that those who amass gold and silver in end time, we're going to find it's not the answer. In James chapter 5, verses 1-3, the New Testament says, come now, you rich, weep and howl. Your riches are corrupted. Your gold and silver are corroded. It's a witness against you because you've heaped up treasures for the last days. Now, Roman Catholics who will compromise with the Orthodox will probably be taken in by this wealth. And that's something that the Roman Catholics and the Eastern Orthodox have to be concerned about, because that's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of gold and silver at the end. The Bible is clear that that's not going to be the answer toward the end. In Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 14 to 18, it says, a great day of the Lord is near. It's a day of trouble, devastation. Verse 18 says, neither their silver nor their gold is going to be able to deliver them from God's wrath. And that said, however, the value of gold and silver will outlast the U.S. dollar, Canadian dollar, Australian dollar, New Zealand dollar, and the British pound. But the Bible also warns in Ecclesiastes 5:10, whoever loves silver is not going to be satisfied with silver. And Ezekiel 7, verse 19, the Bible says they're going to throw their silver into the streets, and it'll be like refuse or trash. And they might do that if there's a nuclear attack, because gold and silver actually retain some radiation. So that might be a reason. And on the other hand, Bible tells us in Proverbs 11, verse 4, riches don't profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. Mm-hmm. And in Psalm 119, verse 72, it says, the law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. But again, it doesn't mean that owning a little bit might not help some. But if you're relying on gold and silver, that's not going to be it. The Bible's warning that that's not the answer. But it also tells us that it will have value.
So to have some silver and gold may be a good thing. Give us some additional verses from the Bible teaching us the proper attitude toward gold and silver.
Well, Peter wrote that you're in 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 7, the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold that perishes, it's going to be tested in the fire. So we've got to be willing to go through tests and trials. That's actually how they purify gold and silver, is through a lot of high heat. Further, starting in verse 18, Peter mentioned, same chapter, verse 1, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct, from the tradition of your fathers, but the precious blood of Christ, so to be without spot or blemish. And so we see this throughout the scriptures. The Bible warns that this Babylonian power is not going to make it. I want to read something from Nahum chapter 2, verse 9. It says, take spoil of silver, take spoil of gold. There is no end of treasure or the wealth of every desirable prize. Now, this suggests to me, at least, that the beast power had a lot of gold and silver, and it's going to have value again after that power is gone.
So that's interesting. Are you suggesting those verses in Nahum are saying gold and silver may again have some value during the millennium?
Yes. We believe they'll have value for the first 3 years of the Great Tribulation, from the time the Great Tribulation starts. But the solution, of course, is not gold and silver. The old Plain Truth magazine had something in 1961 that said, invest in God. That's where the true values are. And that's what we should be doing. Faithful Christians give tithes and offerings to support the work of God, to help get God's gospel of the kingdom to the world as a witness. That said, this recent silver discovery does provide additional support to the idea that silver was used in the Holy Land earlier than many people thought, and during the time of Abraham as well.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.